top stories today. The Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, has confirmed he'll deliver a surplus in tonight's budget. It's expected to be around $1.5 billion. Mr Swan argues the surplus will act as a buffer against global financial insecurity and will give the Reserve Bank flexibility on interest rates. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says the government has cooked the books. The federal government says it will continue to accept the votes of the former Labor MP turned crossbencher Craig Thompson. The former Health Services Union National Secretary is the subject of a damning report by Fair Work Australia. He denies any wrongdoing, but the opposition says the government should still refuse Mr Thompson's votes in Parliament. Hundreds of Roman Catholic priests have met in Dublin to call for an end to compulsory celibacy. In a direct challenge to the Vatican, they also want the church to allow the ordination of women. The meeting comes as Ireland's Catholic Church is embroiled in a sex abuse scandal dating back to the 70s. And Australia's Matt Goss has won the third stage of the Giro d'Italia on after a bunch sprint. But his victory was overshadowed by a crash involving race leader Taylor Finney of the United States. Matt Goss's victory provided Australian team Orica Green Edge with its first Grand Tour stage win.